Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, top headline in the New York Times, United States formally notified the United Nations that it would leave the Paris Climate Agreement, starting the clock on a year-long withdrawal process. President serving notice to not be in an agreement on one of the biggest issues, if not the biggest issue in the world right now.
Well, I've said it before these microphones many times that nuclear and climate change are the two biggest challenges that this country has. Climate change is less sexy in some ways, but far more important because, you know, I have my doubts that somebody's going to start lobbying nuclear bombs, although anything is possible. But climate change, we're in the soup right now. And here we have a president, and this guy says, well, I don't like the deal, so I'm pulling out. So he's going to make it worse. And when you think of a kid who goes into a store with a gun and gets 10 years in prison, and here's a guy who really, when you think about it, is going to be responsible for killing an awful lot of people. It's already happening. The oceans are rising. There are cities where you can't go out unless they call an alert. And yet, 40% of the people in this country support the man. It boggles my mind, and I find it very hard to watch the guy on television and not to have some very negative thoughts.
In reference to nuclear, we talked about the expiration now coming for the U.S.-Russia nuclear treaty. The Iranian president has now announced the latest steps, as the Associated Press, away from its nuclear deal with world power since President Trump withdrew from the accord over a year ago.
Well, the idea that he comes in and it's all personal, it's all about him. From the very beginning, instead of saying nice things about Barack Obama, he said malignant things. He was a birther. So he takes all of this stuff, and his whole way of dealing with people is to come down hard on them and to say very, very nasty things. No wonder bullying is on the rise in so many places, because the commander-in-chief is a bully. And he says, you know, this is a terrible thing. I can do better. But the problem is, no matter what he says, we don't see him doing better. He says, I have a better health care plan. Okay, Mr. President, you've been talking about a better health care plan and you're going to do it, but you don't come up with one. So what you are is, and we all know it, he's a liar. The Washington Post counts him way over 10,000 lies, and it means nothing. Now, what is a kid in school thinking when he sees the president of the United States lying? He thinks it's all right.
The former ambassador now to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, testifying that she was the target, Alan, of a secret plot to orchestrate her removal that involved President Trump's personal attorney and Ukrainian officials. She said she was told to watch her back.
David, they've got the president dead to rights on lying about this thing. So they're reduced now, and I've said it before, to making the argument there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, sure, he asked them to help him out. But there is nothing wrong with it. Well, yeah, there are some things wrong with it. The first is the U.S. Constitution, which explicitly suggests that that kind of thing doesn't go. First, they said it didn't happen. Now there's nothing wrong with it. The president tweets, and he says in the tweet, I didn't do it. But if I did do it, there's nothing wrong with it. How did we get here? How did we get this guy?
Will there be a candidate to rise to the top on the Democratic side that can beat him? The field is narrowing. This from Politico this morning, and the attacks are flying. The Democratic presidential race just entered a new and not-so-kind phase. Also a story in the Washington Post today about the South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is apparently, according to the headline and the story, dropping his generational liberal pitch in favor of presenting himself as a compromise between flawed Democratic messengers heading for the middle ground.
Well, Buttigieg is a very brilliant man, and he's a terrific speaker, and he has served his country. These are all things in his favor. But when a candidate changes course, it says there's desperation. Now, from where I'm sitting, it hasn't caught fire, so he changes direction. We do know that there is a feeling of discomfort among some African-American, including African-American older people, about him. I'm a huge fan of inclusion and of gay rights in this country, and I'm very saddened to see people saying things that are hurtful. We had to go through it with Barack Obama because he was black, and now we have to go through it with somebody because he's gay. This is, in a way, hurtful and awful, but it is progress because the guy is being considered by many people as an appropriate president of the United States.
President Donald Trump's longtime accounting firm, Allen, must hand over 8 years of his tax returns to New York prosecutors. That U.S. appeals court ruled yesterday, the latest setback for Trump and his efforts to keep the finances secret.
And now it goes to the Supreme Court. And now we see whether or not Donald Trump gets blind loyalty from the people that he appointed to the court, and whether or not John Roberts is the hero that many people are trying to make him into because he wants to keep the court and its reputation solid. We'll see. But so far, the president has lost on the way up. We saw Dick Nixon lose before the Supreme Court, David, and had to hand over the tapes. Now we have to see whether that whole thing will occur again with Donald Trump, or whether this country is in many ways doomed as its politics degenerate.
Election Day is today, of course, but before Election Day in New York, there was early voting.
We saw more than 256,000 people voting for the first time in New York this year. That's according to the State Board of Elections.
Well, that's right. Look, early voting is a good example of what the Democrats have always wanted in this country. Expand the franchise. You expand the franchise, more Democrats get to vote. Whether or not early voting shows the same promise in other states, that's a question we're going to have to watch. However, if I'm somebody and I see early voting in other states, I'm going to be pretty angry when they don't do it in my state.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, spanning multiple states. Thank you.
Indeed. And thank you, David. Always great to see you at your post.